Researchers in the state of Louisiana have been studying the health of about 15,000 people in the semi-rural town of Bogalusa for the past 35 years. Dr. Gerald Berenson has been one of the primary investigators for the study since it began. He's noted that in this multiracial group of people, on average, blacks have smaller babies than do whites. Berenson found that was true even if the baby's mothers were healthy and wealthy.
Birth weights tend to be a little higher, but they're still lighter by a few hundred grams in the blacks compared to whites. So right off, there is a difference in birth weights. And males tend to have heavier birth weights than do females.
Low birth weight is defined as being below 2,500 grams at birth. Berenson says after he looked at the data on 8,000 black and white babies who are now in their 30s and 40s, he found the adults born small had big blood pressure readings, even considering the typical increase that comes with age.
We see a greater effect as individuals get older. Now, why? It may be because they begin to get a higher blood pressure as people get older, and the effect of the low birth weight may become exaggerated at that point.
Berenson says he's not sure why this happens, but evidence from human and animal studies point to the importance of the prenatal environment on lifelong health.
We know that smoking, for example, affects the blood vessels in the placenta. We know alcohol is bad. General nutrition, particularly in the early trimester, is very critical. That development in the early period of gestation is very important. See, so a baby in utero early in development is showing the effects of the environment.
Berenson says findings like these reinforce the message that taking care of health before and during pregnancy is key for the development of healthy children. He's continuing to collect data from people in Bogalusa and to analyze the effects of childhood health on long-term outcomes. Berenson recently presented his data at a meeting of the American Society for Hypertension. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.